and welcome back to Speak of the Week with me, Anne Hurst, and my lovely friend Tim Merriweather. So the episode you're about to hear, we actually recorded about 3 weeks ago. And so, yeah, weird times for everyone, isn't it? In fact, we just got back from a trip to Northern Italy, and we do talk about that. But I just want to make it very clear that when we came back from Italy, the story hadn't quite broke that things were as bad as they are. So we were totally unaware when we were there, but we did dodge that bullet. And since then, we've been in our house. The family is all home. When Tim and I recorded that episode, that was the last time we saw each other face to face. He works in a care home. So, yeah, he's got a job. More update on that to come. But he obviously works with vulnerable people. So we're doing what everybody should be doing right now, keeping ourselves safe, keeping ourselves at home, and trying to stay well. And yeah, that's about it really. So do enjoy the episode, and bear in mind that when we recorded it, we weren't in the place that we are now, so it's quite different. And anyway, hope you enjoy it. Don't touch your face and wash your hands afterwards. I've come to something new again.
I was caught up from the cold and damp. It still remains with the sound of silence. Yeah.
Should we just start?
All right. Am I speaking really loudly? I can't tell.
You are, but no, I've turned the sound down, so it's fine. Good. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Anne. How
Welcome
are you?
Back.
Oh, thanks. It's lovely to be back in Anne Manor.
Exactly. Yeah. In my Anshin. I just thought of that.
See what you've done there.
So, this is effectively, technically, officially the first podcast of 2020. It's just about time.
Yeah, because we've done some other ones, but we tried to do a different format. And,
we got ambitious.
We did get ambitious.
We got ambitious. We cooked.
Yeah. Fun fact, cooking doesn't work in an audible format.
Well, it does if you've got the right microphones, but can I find the right microphones?
Have you looked?
This is a very low budget operation.
Have you looked?
Yes, I even bought one and tried it out.
Yeah.
But it would only connect once.
What?
It would only Oh, it's too technical. It would only connect through one speaker.
Oh.
So I couldn't have two people speaking on it. And it was clipped to my lapel and it was very good. But anyway, any techie bods out there?
We could clip these to our lapels.
These are giant.
Yeah, but it'd be great.
You know, when this podcast becomes a phenomenon and it's incredibly successful and we're touring and all of that.
Oh, live shows.
Live shows. Yeah. We will get proper microphones, I promise, and we'll get those pop shields to stop us being too loud. Yeah. And
oh, wonderful.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
And we'll get proper roving mics, as I'm sure they never call them now. But the ones that you stick on your shirt.
No.
Do you know what? I'm rustling.
I want a QVC style face mic. You know one that the people sell in like counterfeit microwaves in a market where when they're doing, or like a meat raffle man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I want to get one of them.
That'd be good.
Yeah, thanks.
That noise, I just took my gilet off.
Wow.
It was very hot.
I was
rustling.
It was very ASMR.
Was it?
Yeah. I'm sure there are people out there going,
oh. What's AMSR? ASMR? What is that?
It's some simulated medium response. It's when you hear a noise and it does shit to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So when I did that zip, it actually sounded like I was opening a tent. And in fact, You don't know because you're just listening. I've just come out of my tent to sit here properly.
But it's like an emotional tent.
Yeah.
This is tentless Anne.
I'm without canvas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's wearing clothes. Yeah. But, like, I'm not.
No. But that's tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. The podcast wouldn't be the podcast if you were clothed.
Yeah, I just have a mighty coat of thick downy fur.
We've got a photo!
Yeah,
we're
going to
put a photo up of me and Tim.
Yeah.
Because literally thousands of people haven't asked, what do you and Tim look like?
Yeah, all of our listeners haven't asked and everyone else hasn't either.
So we just thought we would respond to that with a, here, this is what we look like. So
if lots of people tell us to, we will do a cosplay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we'll dress up in costumes for the next episode and
absolutely
do it in full character.
We are very much freestyling in 2020.
Oh yes.
So, Tim.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? How's the job situation?
It's all right. Yeah, it's good. Work with a nice person.
Tim's got a job.
Yeah, I work in care. Because, you know, I don't have qualifications.
Yet.
Yeah, one day. Who knows? Maybe. Probably. Maybe.
So you're caring for someone?
Yeah, more. So my full title is Esoteric Support Worker.
Oh, I love that title so much.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
It feels like I should have big sleeves.
It really does. I mean, that just feels like a cosplay employment thing anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah. When it just means that I'm specialised.
Are you quite esoteric?
Yeah,
I bet fairly. You are.
I like to think of myself as fairly esoteric.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. And what's been going on with you? More stuff's been going on with me, but let's do...
Like you speak and then I speak?
Yeah.
Like a conversation?
That's the one.
Jeez.
I know.
Honestly, this is a whole new look for us.
Yeah, it's more like actual adult people speaking as opposed to you just trying to wring blood from a stone.
It's never been like that. It has never been like that, hardly ever.
It has. She has to get me to have a nervous breakdown and cry under a table like Michael Jackson's dad before I can get any decent work done.
That's true. But it's not like wringing blood from a stone.
She hits me.
I never hit you.
She does.
I do not hit you.
Call Esther Ranson. Please.
What have I been doing?
Yeah.
What have I been doing? I have been, this year, I've been doing a lot of improv.
Really?
Yes, a lot of it.
Wow. Did you practice that answer?
No, I did it. I made it up.
Wow.
Just said it.
That's amazing.
So I've been doing that. I've been working with or training with an improv group in Norwich.
Yeah.
Called Dogface.
Oh.
Who are really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
They sound
so that's
great.
Been great fun. So yeah. I've done a few of those. Also, now got my my stand-up career is now standing at 3 gigs.
What?
Yeah. I have done 3 gigs now.
So you're a stand-up comedian now?
Well, officially, I don't think you can call yourself a stand-up... Well, you can call yourself one, but the sort of the unwritten thing is you have to have done 100 gigs before you know whether you're any good at it and if you definitely want to do it. So, 97 to go and counting.
Oh, wow. I can't wait till you say that the Apollo's your second home and I call you a massive wanker.
I can't wait for that either, Tim.
Yeah, it's going to be so excited.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
On that note, I do want to practice my material on you after this podcast.
Oh, can I'd we do love that? That.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So I've got some new stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had the semi-final of the competition that I entered back in November. And that went well, but obviously I didn't get through to the final. Because it was a new act competition. But at the one extreme, you had me, who is such a new act that that was my first ever time on stage doing that. And at the other end of the spectrum, you've got new acts, in inverted commas. I'm doing that thing with the
Frankie
fingers.
Boyle.
Yeah, new act, Frankie Boyle. Yeah, so new acts. No, they are quite new, but they've just really done loads and loads and loads of gigs. And they're really funny. And the standard at the semi-final was so great. I wish you'd been there, because there were about six comedians, definitely, that I can think of now who I would pay to go and see.
Really?
I absolutely loved them. Yeah. Ooh. Three particular people to watch who didn't win the final. Erin Tett, bloody hilarious.
Mm.
Maddie Pryor, I think is her surname. Absolutely brilliant.
And as funny as her dad.
Exactly.
Richard.
Exactly. They look nothing alike. Weird. And a guy called William Stone, who is right up your street.
Is he?
He's absolutely so far up your street. You're practically neighbours.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
He's amazing.
Why is he on my street?
He's,
what do you think of me as?
He just has a very... He's got a very likeable character.
Uh-huh.
And comes out with stuff that is both silly and random, but quite clever at the same time.
Wow. That does sound like something I'd enjoy. Yeah. Someone who is likeable with topical observational humour based in silliness but also in truth.
And with an intellectual edge.
That's cool.
That's cool.
And so, you lost me.
So, yeah. So that was really good fun. Great stuff. Loved it.
And we've both been on holiday.
We have.
Let's say our holidays on the count of three. One, two, three. Skiing. Oh, weird.
Oh, my God. And we're not posh.
No.
I was just saying that.
Although,
while I was
I'm
skiing.
Way less posh than you.
No, you're not.
All right. Where did you go skiing?
The ski slopes.
Of?
I can't say it because people will keep away from me. Well, let's just say that if you knew where I went, you wouldn't come within 100 metres of me.
I didn't know Wuhan province had one.
Well... The sister town of Wuhan, northern Italy.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, it was really lovely, but yeah, a little bit virusy after we left.
Yeah.
Little bit virusy.
So they closed it all up?
Well, apparently they haven't closed the bit where we were.
Oh, good.
Or they hadn't last week.
Ah.
Can you hear that noise?
Yeah, they're coming for you.
I know. So where did you go, Tim?
Bulgaria.
See, that's so posh. People
Bansko.
Don't even normally go there.
Yeah, they do. It's the cheapest place to go skiing.
Is it really?
Yeah, one of... Although, I think it's been beaten by Belarus. You can go skiing in Belarus now.
I don't even know where Belarus is.
It's just near Russia.
That's what I thought.
And Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia is...
Which is near Russia.
Yeah, that's all in that very cold bit.
Yeah.
The cold part of Eastern Europe, isn't it?
Yeah, potato Europe.
Is it sort of Poland area?
No, I don't know. Probably. But I think of Europe
as... We are so bright.
Oh, yeah. But there's like tomato Europe and potato Europe.
Oh, I see. Is that racist?
No.
Right.
Some parts of Europe grow potatoes, some grow tomatoes.
Fact.
Yeah. All right, how many potatoes do they grow in Spain? I don't know, because they grow tomatoes.
Can you not grow both? I've grown both. I'm not joking, right? I've grown both in the same pot.
You can grow both off the same plant.
You can. What do you call it? A potamo? A pomato? A tomato? A tomato? I don't know, but you can call a tompot.
Potato.
It's called a tompot. It is called a tompot.
Ah, potato. Potatoes.
A potato. That is racist. It's not. It's just doing an Irish accent.
Yeah. So is that by grafting The top half of a tomato plant onto the bottom half of a potato plant because yes. they're both nightshades.
They are, yes.
Ah.
They're both belladonnas, aren't they?
Yeah, so you could also put aubergines in the mix.
Yeah, if you didn't want to literally vomit everywhere.
Why?
I hate aubergines.
But they're so smooth.
Do you know what? They're one of those annoying veg because they look absolutely beautiful and the colour is fab.
Yeah.
And then you cut into them and they taste like puddles.
You're cooking them wrong.
I am. Do you know what? This show is very much a comedy stroke cookery show, isn't it? To be fair, because we quite often get onto food. I went with my sister and some friends once. We went to Morocco once.
Ooh.
And we went to like a little cookery... We had a little cookery lesson there. It was really good. And the lady there showed us how to...
Did you learn how to make hash?
No.
Oh, that was the next day.
Tagine. And funnily enough, one of the people that was with us is called Jean.
Really?
Yeah. So we raised a glass to Jean.
Ah. And when she passed you things, did you say, ta Jean?
Yes. All the entire... Brilliant. 4 days. The poor woman hated us.
It's like I used to know a guy called Matt, and like you point at things and go, "Look, a door, Matt."
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah.
It's always good when you've got a friend whose name lends itself to everyday speech with a little.
Welcome
bit of
to my place, Matt. And you know,
what was Chris's? My husband had a. They had a German guy that lived with.
He's got a husband. Everyone.
Got a husband.
Sorry, gents. Some ladies. I don't know.
I'll get back to aubergines in a minute, but I'm trying to think of the name of this guy he lived with them, and he was called he was German, and he was called something like Orgo. So it was literally like
Orco.
Orgo.
Like from Masters of the Universe, the little wizard guy.
Not Orco. Orgo.
Oh.
It's like, should we all go to the pub? That sort of thing.
Or like, should we go to the restaurant or go to the cafe?
It wasn't Orgo. It was something like that. I'll find out the next time. Do you know what? I won't, because we are terrible at doing that.
Yeah.
We never, ever follow up what we said on the previous podcast.
No, I think once a year we should do an episode where we just cliff... Yeah.
Let's just sort out all the loose ends.
Yeah.
Our end of year podcast should literally be a sorting out all the loose ends. And do you know what? It won't be, because I'll forget that I've said that and we just won't do it.
Yeah, you will.
I won't. That was the last time we did a podcast, according to the listeners, was our live Christmas Day broadcast. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No. It was ages ago, wasn't it?
Was Christmas?
Oh, that was literally forever.
Yeah.
Hate people that say literally, and I say it all the time.
Yeah, although I hate people more that say figuratively where other people say literally.
Oh, figuratively, that's even worse.
Yeah, because, you know...
I think the reason I hate the fact that I say literally, and I do say it literally not all of the time. Yeah,
figuratively all the time.
Oh, it's just... No.
It's horrible.
It's because it's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. It's not the right way to use the word.
No.
It kind of just ended up in our speech, and now I use it. And I'm going to just... that's going to be the thing I'm going to try not to do this year.
What?
No, I'm going to try not to say literally.
But what if things are being extremely literal?
Oh, unless they really are being literal.
Oh.
Yeah. And in which case, I will use it.
Oh.
In abundance. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So aubergines. Yeah, so the lady in Morocco showed us how to make these aubergines properly, and she diced them incredibly, incredibly finely, and then
covered them in salt.
I can't remember, but I remember they were diced very finely, and then they were I think we put them in we fried them up or sautéed them or something, and they were really nice.
Ah.
But I think it was mainly because they were very, very fine and they had lots of good seasoning, and I think that was probably the thing.
Well,
I don't know. How would you cook them?
Chop them.
In what shape, though? Because I can't do it round.
I do chunky coins. You don't chunky have to, coins, but yeah. If you do that and then cover them in salt,
yes,
and leave them for like an hour or something,
yeah,
it sucks all the juice out of them, and the juice is the really horrible bitter juice. And then you pat them with kitchen towel, and then cook them, and then they're nice.
Okay. Do you do the same with courgette?
I don't cook courgette.
Do you not like it?
No.
No. See, I'm the same with aubergine. I'll cook a courgette. I can cope with a courgette. Because actually with a courgette, you can, if they're sort of on the unripe side, they're nice and firm, you can chunky coin them and saute them so they brown on each side and the juice in them doesn't really matter.
No, but they were always one of the things my mum put in the spaghetti bolognese to try and fucking trick me.
Oh my god, I just talked about that in my last stand-up gig. I
hate that. Stop trying to trick people.
Courgettes and muffins.
Yeah. Why try and hide veg? Just make something with veg.
I can remember making the kids chocolate milk and whizzing up some spinach in the smoothie maker and putting that in, and the chocolate milk went green. And they're like, what the hell is wrong with the chocolate milk? Why has it gone green? And I just made something up. What? Oh, it's just a different brand, I said.
And how was it?
Well, I couldn't taste the difference, but they could not get past. It tasted like chocolate, a bit earthy, but I used to do it all the time. I used to hide, I used to make carrot cakes deliberately so that they would, but they eat carrots anyway. But I used to put courgettes in stuff, parsnips in stuff, all the time. Grate it up, put it in the bolognese sauce.
You war criminal.
I know. You're looking at me like you want to kill me.
No, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
I'm disappointed, you haven't I? I'm so sorry, Tim. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine, I'm over it.
Are you? Cauliflower. Cauliflower's another one. You can put that in anything.
Yes, you can put it in anything.
Yeah.
And then it'll just have cauliflower in. Like, you're not fooling anyone. The only reason people aren't shitty to you about it is because they love you and you're just trying to, like, test their love.
Oh, no, the kids were shitty to me about it.
Oh, then why do it?
Oh, I just thought they wouldn't notice. I couldn't
but
resist.
But they always notice. Everyone knows.
I used to make them cupcakes. I couldn't resist. I just couldn't resist trying to... Well, first of all, I would cut the sugar by about 2/3.
Yep. So then bread. You've made bread at that point.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
And I used to try and figure out a way. I'd look in the veg drawer and try and figure out a way. It was like a challenge to me. How can I get some of this green earthy stuff into this now not very sweet cake? And for them to go, oh, Mum, this is absolutely delicious.
They never did
they
that,
never
did they?
They never did it. They were like, I used to bake and they'd be like, are they real cakes? I had the most suspicious children in the world. Are they real cakes, Mum? Or have they got vegetables in them? No, they're they're nearly real cakes.
Oh. It's like cake.
It's like cake. I put raisins in. Oh.
Yeah, for all you mums out there that definitely listen to this because of Anne.
Yo, big up your
chocolate bazo. Chips aren't raisins. Put them in. Don't put raisins in because someone, even if they like raisins, they'll see it. They'll think, oh, chocolate chips. They'll take a bite and then they'll go, fair, 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 fair.
Yeah.
Why? What?
Unless you tell someone they're raisins, I think it's not fair to do that.
No, it's not fair.
No.
Unless it's in something like a carrot cake.
Yeah.
Because if you put chocolate chips in a carrot cake, don't want anything to do with you.
I have to say, before we went away, I used up all the fruit in the fruit bowl. I made an apple and cinnamon cake, and that had sultanas in it.
And marrow.
And just a bit of marrow, that was it, and a bit of pak choy.
Yeah.
But other than that, and they loved that, because that was a real cake with real sugar in it.
Apple, cinnamon, raisin.
Yeah.
They go together.
Yes.
Like...
apple, cauliflower, pak choy, raisins, no sugar. Yeah. That's a savoury dish. That's practically a stir fry.
Yeah, that's an eggless quiche.
Sort of dreams of like doing some kind of kids cookbook, but I thought no, they'll all hate me.
Yeah. Well, we could do a kids cookbook because I'll put in things.
You put food, stuff in, I know.
Actual food
that they will eat and that they like.
Although when you see the picture of us, you'll understand because I am very large. I'm not just tall, I'm also fat.
You're not, Tim.
I am.
You're not.
You're like, you'd say that from a mum point of view.
No, yeah, you're just no, I know.
You're husky.
Husky, I would never call you husky. No, you're a big lad, Tim.
Yeah.
You are.
Which is a mum for... I fed you too much.
I just gave you a slice of banana bread.
You did give me a slice of banana bread.
Yeah, toasted with butter on it.
Yeah.
Because very nice.
That's how you eat banana bread.
Exactly.
Has this become a show about cooking?
Yeah, it has a little bit.
All right.
Has anything strange happened to you in the last couple of weeks? Any news stories caught your eye? Oh, we had an idea, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, we Tim's
idea. Or at least a segment.
Well, yeah, because we thought the problem with this podcast, well, there are many.
Yeah, there are.
It's possibly the least consistent podcast in the world.
Yeah.
It's quite random. There's no real hook.
I hate that word. Can we change the word?
What?
Random.
Random. I say that a lot as well.
Oh, I hate random. Oh, I'm so random. Oh, I'm quirky.
It's quirky. It's not quirky. No, but the things we... What I mean is the things we talk about are not usually very
they
linked to
differ
each other.
Regularly.
They do.
Yeah. The link.
How are you with eclectic?
Tenuous. Eclectic is fine.
Right. It's an
random.
Eclectic mix of points of view about stuff that might or might not happen.
Although, fuck it, say random.
Doesn't matter. anyway, so we were like, oh, we need something. Like
you said that.
Yeah, to be fair. I said, it's Tim, I said. Didn't I, Tim?
You did.
We need something that makes the... That makes people who find us go, well, what do they talk about? Well, I don't know. Just talk about anything. And then we thought, well, because you've said this before, Tim.
Have I?
You have. But you always forget. But Tim said in the past, I'll just remind
I've
him.
I've taken a few knocks to the noodle.
Yeah. He hasn't got many knocks to the noodle left. Put it that way. You said, let's talk about, like, things that have happened in the news.
Wise.
And do a quick sort of roundup. But I said, I replied, Tim, the thing is, you know how shit I am at getting this out there.
She is.
Sometimes it takes me 2 weeks to put the thing out there.
Yeah.
Because it's just me. Like I said, it's low budget, low production value.
And I don't help.
The news has... No, Tim does fuck all. He turns up here.
Yeah.
We have a chat.
Yeah.
I record it. And then he goes home.
Yeah,
and
the patriarchy.
That is his input. But I'm winning because I don't have to leave my house.
Yeah. So yeah, I drive.
You drive.
Yeah. I can drive now.
Yay!
I couldn't when we met.
Look at us all grown up. I've got a husband. You've got a car.
Yeah. Christ. Wow. Wow.
Just take a moment to congratulate ourselves there. Anyway, so... Then we thought, well, we could keep it newsy, but what we could try and do is maybe predict the news for 3 weeks' time, and then when this podcast does come out, then people will go, well, you know, we could talk about the news, and then when it does come out, that's the news.
Yeah.
It does require a level of insight on our behalf, or just maybe some imagination.
Mm.
So, what's going to happen in 3 weeks' time, Tim?
Bearing
in mind... Now, it'll be now, according to the listeners.
Corona zombies.
The first corona zombie has turned up in where?
Putney.
Oh, it's always going to happen there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it when I saw that on the news. I used to live in Putney, you know.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. It doesn't surprise me.
No.
With the number of sort of... areas where lots of people congregate.
Yeah.
And the pubs get jammed in Putney.
Yeah.
Absolutely jammed.
It was a combination of someone eating quinoa and purple sprout and broccoli.
Yeah.
With coronavirus. And it just turned him into a zombie.
Oh.
Hmm.
I knew quinoa was the enemy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love purple sprouting broccoli.
Who doesn't?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, like I say, I lived in Putney. Why wouldn't I love purple sprouting broccoli? Yeah, so that is sad news that the very first corona zombies are now walking the earth.
Mm.
Who knew that The Walking Dead was just a documentary waiting to happen?
Yeah. It's almost like reverse gentrification.
It is.
Yeah, the posh areas are now being ravaged by the hungry corpses of...
Yes, of course, because they're going to start in Putney.
Yeah.
And then they'll go to Wimbledon, which is just up the road. And then they'll probably... They could probably just get on the train and go to Waterloo.
They'll walk along the tracks.
And then walk... Yeah, go to Waterloo. And then they can kind of find their way along the South Bank and then cross over. And then they're in the city. And, so you can see how it's going to spread.
Yeah.
I mean, out here in Suffolk, we can all we can do is stockpile.
Yeah, we can. And we have been. Yeah, year's supply of banana bread.
Well, I want to say I started to stockpile today.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, what did you get?
I actually did. I went to Aldi after went to the gym. And... Do you know, I don't want to spread this around because everybody will do it, but they've got little cartons of passata for 32p.
What?
I mean, you can...
And they take up so little space.
Passata. Yeah. That's what I'll do. A brick wall, a sort of passata wall.
Yeah.
I mean, I can believe that, 32p. Huh. So I've stocked up. I bought... I started off slowly. I bought two cartons. I didn't want to. No. I'm very British when I'm stockpiling. I don't want to appear greedy. No. I mean, funnily enough, I saw a guy, and I'm not kidding, walking out of Aldi, and he had three tubs of Lurpak spreadable butter. No joke. Three tubs of it, and he was walking around, not even with it in a bag, just holding it. And I thought, that's almost showing off a bit there, mate. You don't need three tubs of Lurpak spreadable.
Unless he's going to an orgy.
Oh, I didn't think of that. I can tell you honestly now, that never crossed my mind.
Maybe he's just going there, they're all going to grease themselves up, but they want to use a quality butter.
It's interesting that you thought orgy, and I thought he's got lots of people coming over for sandwiches. That's people, they have it, two people at very different stages of life.
Why? What you are...
He had a ciabatta as well.
See, that's the thing. I'm guessing... orgies, they would have snacks. Because you'd get hungry, you'd have a little snack, you'd go back to it. I feel like if it's being done in someone's house, you put out a spread.
You would. You would definitely put some nibbles out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe theme them.
Yeah. Melon wrapped in prosciutto.
I was thinking little bruschetta with tapenade.
Oh, lovely.
Bite size.
Bruschetta.
Bruschetta. Yeah, so Grady stockpiling orgy man with his Lurpak spreadable. Yeah. God, steady on, mate. Do what the rest of us are doing. Go once in a while and buy two cartons of passata. The reason I bought... I mean, it's decadent of me to buy those two cartons of passata because I've already got two cartons in my cupboard.
What?
So I've... Exactly. So I've now got four cartons of passata.
You're so bougie.
Aren't I? There's no point getting chopped tomatoes because the kids still leave them on the side of their plate.
How?
They pick them out. Even if I made them in a bolognese, they will still pick out. You know when you have like the tins of tomatoes and the stalky bits that end up.
Yeah.
So they always end up on the side of the plate. Oh. So I just say, I can't be arsed now. So I just passata it all the way.
Fair.
And if you can get it in Aldi for 32p, I think that's bloody bargain. Yeah. So yeah, I have started stockpiling.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's the big news today, in 3 weeks' time, today. The corona zombies. I can't really top that, Tim.
Can you not?
What, has anything pissed you off or made you really happy?
Airports. Pissed me off.
Airports. Which airport did you fly? Did you fly to Sofia?
Yeah. From Luton. Yeah.
Oh,
and we were going through, and, you know, normally, in day-to-day life, I'm not that autistic.
No.
But in airports, oh, there was a group of people, two women, two small children.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to the security checks. You know the bit where you go through the long...
Yeah, where you put your bags through.
After that bit.
Oh.
To the security checks, where they, like, you go through, take your belt off, all that shit.
Yeah, you put your bags through. No, you put your...
Yes,
the
carry-on
machines.
Stuff.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so, going through, but walking the actual way you walk.
Yeah.
Through the sort
through the
of
snaky,
maze. Yeah, yeah.
The snaky maze.
And there were people behind us, these two women, and children.
Yeah.
And because they were short,
mm-hmm.
they ducked under the barrier and walked under it.
So they went as the crow flies.
Yeah, and
that's
they walked.
Not on.
Oh, I. Oh.
Did that trigger you, Tim?
Oh, I was so triggered because then I start mumbling about the rules, and she, and I get quite, you know.
Yes.
And she looked back at me and she smiled. And at that point, I was going to flip. I was going to flip. But I was with my dad, my brother-in-law, my sister, my two young nephews.
Yeah.
None of us had had that much sleep.
Yeah.
So.
Was it an early morning flight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we left the house at 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so.
So knackered. So what time was your flight then?
6. But we had to drive to Luton.
Yeah. Do you know what we did? Was we went from Gatwick. So we stayed in the motel next to the thing. Because it's a 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
Delivery, Tim.
All right, I'll put whole music on.
You put whole music on.
La 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 la. Whole music, please. It's nice to stay with our podcast with the whole music. Diddly 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 diddly. Whole music is really nice. Whole music is like a bowl of rice. You have whole music when you need to hold something. What? I'm doing whole music.
It's my favourite delivery guy.
Oh!
He's so nice.
What's his name?
I don't know what his name is, but he dresses like...
a delivery driver.
No, he dresses like someone out of a Dickens novel. I absolutely love him. He's so sartorially elegant. He's got like pinstripe, sort of cool baggy trousers, and normally got a little waistcoat and a little cap on.
Is he a hipster or...?
It's slightly hipster, but because it's Suffolk, you go, that's quite unexpected. It's like, I quite like that unexpectedness. Like, we had a chimney sweep once, who turned up, and this guy came to sweep our chimney, had the crispest white shirt you've ever seen. I mean, ironed to within an inch of its own life, and he did not get one speck of soot on his shirt.
Well, he wasn't trying hard enough.
I was so impressed.
How clean was your chimney like?
My chimney, I could have eaten my dinner off my chimney.
Could you?
It would have been awkward because it's a very, very thin flue. So just like putting the dinner on the sides, it would have slipped down.
Unless you got someone on the roof to lower stuff through it and you just like...
I could have licked it. But again, I think I would have got my head stuck because the flue is really awkward. It's just like a thin pipe.
Like the girl's dad out of Gremlins.
Yes!
Which, yeah.
Yeah.
Who? Phoebe Cates from Beetlejuice. was in. That was the girl from
Really?
Gremlins.
Phoebe Cates. I've forgotten about that.
Yeah, whatever happened to her?
Gosh.
I don't know.
Whatever happened to her? 80s actress Phoebe Cates.
And if you're listening, how weird's that?
If you're listening, Phoebe.
Oh, Phoebe Cates. My God. We still think about
her.
Right,
let's put the search out. Find Phoebe Cates.
Should we have her as a guest?
Yes.
Amazing.
Should we see if we can find her? Phoebe Cates. Or if anybody listening to this knows anybody who might know someone who might know someone who knows Phoebe Cates.
Like if you're listening, Michael Keaton? Then...
Yeah. Or Alec Baldwin. We don't give a shit about you.
Or Gina Davis.
Gina Davis.
Oh, or Winona Ryder. Beetlejuice is a good film.
Oh, just all those amazing people, yeah. Though. Winona Ryder is so cool.
She is.
I love her in Stranger Things.
Yeah, she's
Have you watched good. Anything lately that you love? Look at us jumping around. Yeah. Airports have pissed you off. And Phoebe Cates is great. And what did you watch lately?
Oh, what did I watch?
I watched...
yeah, you go first.
I watched Dead Water Fell.
What was that about?
It's a thriller, and it was okay. And then I watched another thriller called Flesh and Blood, and that was okay. I watched The Stranger, which was... But I watched Love is Blind. Did you watch Love is Blind on Netflix?
No. What is it?
Love is Blind has got to be the most bizarre reality show ever produced. So the way it works, they call it the experiment.
Oh, I hate that.
So do I. You've got a house full of girls, and you've got a house full of boys, and you've got all these pods. You've got like as many pods as there are people. And the idea is that they date each other. They get to know each other and they date each other in these pods. They never get to see each other, okay? So they just chat over however many days. I don't know, like 8, maybe 10 days. And the objective is to find out if love is blind. So what that means is they have to propose. The ones that propose marriage end up going through to the next round. I'm not kidding. Five pairs of people ended up agreeing to marry each other before they then went on to the next round, which was a holiday together. One couple didn't even last one night, I've got to say.
Where they got to see each other.
Yeah, I mean, they were both fit. It's just that they were nutters. I mean, they were absolutely... He was a psycho. I mean, he's had so many issues, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, but how else did you expect that to go?
Some of them got married, Tim.
What?
But
marriage isn't always permanent.
So you've got your dating in the pods, don't get to see each other. Then you've got go on holiday. Then you've got moving in together to a flat. And then you've got the wedding. And believe it or not, they're allowed to say, they go to the wedding and the person doing the ceremony says, do you take this man or do you take this woman to be your wife / husband? And they've got to that moment to decide whether they want to do it or not. So some of them were literally like, I don't. I'm sorry, but I don't.
Their families are there.
That is an entire wedding set up. They're in their dress. They're all, like, the wedding has been organised.
So they, but not by them?
No, by the TV show.
Oh, I see.
But they
so that's not so bad then.
They organise that. I mean, they do things like they buy their own dress, they buy their own suit, they organise their own bridesmaids' dresses. They sort out everything, and they basically have a wedding, but some of them got married. I mean, it's an insane programme. The people on it are insane.
Do you not feel like the end of that, like afterwards, when the cameras have gone away, would be like the end of The Graduate, where they're on the bus and their faces both drop because they realise they have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, like shit.
Which is the part in all the romantic comedy films that they leave out now. It's like, don't marry that guy, marry me. Okay. Oh, I have no plans. I don't know what we're going to do now, but okay. Yeah, I know.
Anyway, there is going to be a Love is Blind reunion in a couple of weeks, apparently, which I'm really excited about. So you find out who stayed and who didn't. But some of the people on it, honestly, if you were left alone in a room with them, you would be terrified. I'm not joking. Male and female. There were some of them, I was like, if you had to spend 5 minutes with that person, it would be torture. It's an unbelievable programme. Don't know how I got into it. But because I wasn't well last week, I had, the day after I had a migraine, I felt completely wiped out. Like really, really just on the floor ill. And I binged it all day. And I was just like, I was lying there like, I mean, and that is the sort of programme it is. You have to kind of almost be in a slight coma to just get through it. Because it is mind-numbing. As a show. But fascinating.
That's awesome. I haven't really watched much telly since I've been back from Bulgaria.
Are you not watching MasterChef?
No, I hate it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you hate Greg and John? Is that what it is? To think on your nerves.
I don't really. I watch a lot of like YouTube cooking videos.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like, I'm up to date on Bon Appetit stuff and. Binging with Babish, but I don't really watch much.
I've never seen
TV.
These.
Oh, they're really good.
So, can you recommend some YouTube cooking channels for me? Because I love a cooking program.
Yeah. All right. There's a YouTube show called Good Mythical Morning, which is like two guys, and they have a YouTube channel. But there's a spin-off now called Mythical Kitchen, where they make stuff like things.
Wow, too. Yeah. That's specific. Things,
like,
eh?
There's one called Fancy Fast Food, where they take a fast food thing and then see if they can make the most expensive version of it. And
or
stuff.
Like KFC like, or something.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. It's good. Or there's...
What about a vegetarian one? What would you recommend?
Oh, don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, but what? And what's binging with Babish?
Oh, it's where a guy called Andrew Ray, not Babish, is a guy who cooks stuff from TV and films and games.
Okay.
And yeah. And
why is it called Binging with Babish?
I don't know. I think he said why in an episode, but it was a long time ago and I've forgotten. Yeah.
Knocks to the noodle. I know.
And there's a cocktail show called How to Drink, which I like. I don't know why I watch these things. But they're good.
Why does anyone?
But, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't watch YouTube. I'm not a YouTube generation watcher.
No, you're more of a BBC Radio 4 listener.
Only in the mornings. Yeah. Well, no, actually, only when I wake up or when I go to bed.
And in between.
The bit in between, I'm not. I'm Radio 6.
Oh.
Yeah.
What does Radio 6 do?
Music.
Oh, it's like Radio 4 plus Radio 2.
Yeah, but better music. Really good music on Radio 6.
Really?
Yeah.
What sort of music?
All the stuff I like. All the indie stuff that I like.
Oh, how do you... Can you get it in your car?
Yes. It's on DAB and digital radio.
I don't have that.
Oh, it's a digital station.
Well,
you can listen to it through your phone. Put it through your speakers.
Ooh. Probably.
Go on iPlayer, radio player.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do it that way.
Oh.
So airports pissed you off.
Yeah, and I did some new things.
What
lately.
Did you do?
I bought aftershave.
Do you know what? When you came in, when I met you at the gate, I thought, you smell nice.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
What, smelled nice?
Well, I used to get confused by strong... fragrances, and now I'm all right.
Really? Is that an autism thing?
I don't know. I think it might have just been a weed thing.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
Yeah, I don't know. But now I'm fine. Unstable. And yeah, did that. And
what did you buy?
It was CK1, but it wasn't the normal one. It was the one that was cheap at Superdrug. It was like collector's edition. Who collects aftershave? I don't know, but I bought it because I went with my girlfriend and she smelled and she wouldn't get that one. And I went, all right. And I
good
got,
old Yana.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Love her. She's brilliant.
That's brilliant. So now you turn up and you all smell all nice.
Yeah,
that's
and
lovely.
I got my beard trimmed at a barber's because I can't do it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It is looking fine and neat.
Thanks. Yeah, it turns out I need people to do these things for me because every time I do it, like... So I just mimed fucking up shaving.
Literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Punching yourself in the face
and
ripping your chin off, probably.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so...
But that's good, because it is looking neat.
Yeah, so I think from now on, once a month, I'm going to get my beard trimmed.
Get you with your male grooming
routine.
Yeah,
because without a beard, I look weird.
You don't look like Miranda.
Not anymore.
No. I don't think you do. Is it with short hair you look like Miranda?
A little bit. Although, do you want to see my passport photo? Because I look a little bit like Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor's gorgeous.
Cheers. I was once. I was beautiful once. What?
Right. Yeah, so thanks so much for putting up with this shite for the last hour. As you can see.
Has it been an hour?
We're so much more focused than we ever were.
Yeah, so...
We're really not.
What?
We are so shy.
What have we spoken about?
What have we even talked... Right. If you'd like to let us know what this podcast is about, please get in touch, anne@theterrifiedwriter.com. That is Anne, no E. Follow me on Instagram and that lot, @theterrifiedwriter. And follow Tim.
If you see me about.
Yeah, follow Tim if you see him.
Yeah.
And try not to let him see you.
Yeah, oh, that'll work wonders for my paranoia.
Exactly. This has been fun.
Yeah.
We'll do it again.
Shall we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speak to you soon, everyone.
In a week?
Yeah.
All right.
Listen, get in touch with us if you've got any stories or if you just want to tell us to shut up.
Or if you want to tell us what we should talk about, because...
That would be helpful.
We're kind of running on fumes at this point.
Thank you so much for tuning in again. We love you very much.
Send help.
See you next week for more Corona Zombies.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review it. I know, everyone says that, don't they? If you want to get in touch, the email is still anne@theterrifiedwriter.com. You can find Tim on social media. He's Tim Merriweather. And I'm Anne Hurst on Twitter and The Terrified Writer pretty much everywhere else. It's been great talking to you. Until next time, bye.